Today's Gospel is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. We must obey God rather than men. That's one of the things that they said in both of those lessons there. Wow. How true. Unschooled and ordinary men is how they were defined there. That's us, normal people, that God uses to do incredible things. Two of the biggest names in the New Testament, you know, aside from Jesus and John the Baptist and some others, unschooled and ordinary men that God uses, if we just open ourselves up and let him work through us. For each one of you, he has set aside tasks for you to do since before you were born. You've got missions out there. You need to follow through on them. God will equip you. It may not always make sense to you, but his ways are not our ways. Each of you has your own unique mission field. It might be at work. It might be at school. It might be with your neighbors. It might be within your family. And of course, within yourself. We have to make a difference. We have to open up and let God work through us. Let God love through us. And we need to do so boldly. We can't just be cowering in the shadows. We must obey God rather than men. We see examples of that around us too. People that are standing up for what they believe in. Even today, getting persecuted. Back in Acts, we read about Stephen and others that gave up their lives for what they believed in. We see it today in the military too. People stand up for what they believe in, willing to give up their lives. What do you believe in? Are you willing to stand up for it at all costs? No matter what. The persecution has changed. It used to be, you know, the threat of stoning and things like that. Today it's just the opinion of those around you, perhaps in popular culture. But do you seek the approval of men or the approval of God? We see popular culture and the media glorifying all kinds of things that go against the gospel, what it says right here. And people are bowing to that pressure on a daily basis. There are those that stand firm. God's smiling on them. They are being bold and standing up for what they believe in. This may be tougher for the young crowd. You know, the peer pressure and everything in the hallways at school, I know how that is. But my classroom's right outside the junior high hallway. Talk about peer pressure. Talk about the expectations of others. Wow. I can't identify with that. I'm old. You know, I don't care what people think. But for these young kids, that's huge. And for those that are brave enough to take a stand and stand up for what they believe in, to say what they believe in when everybody else is saying different. And then they are persecuted at times for standing up for what they believe in. People may won't associate with them, sit next to them at lunch, and they might call them things, who knows. But they are brave enough to stand up for what they believe in. As you get older, kids, it gets easier. Like say, I'm old. I don't care what people think. I can only imagine another 20, 30 years from now. I'm going to be way out there. All right. But when they're persecuting you, there's somewhere in the Bible where it says, blank are you when people persecute you for my name's sake. What was that blank? Blessed. Blessed are you when you are persecuted for my name's sake. So actually, just think about it. When they're persecuting, what are they actually doing to you? They're providing blessings, right? And God is blessing you as well. So be bold. Follow God rather than men. Your identity is in Christ. If you have given your life to him, as I hope everybody has here, your identity is in him. You have surrendered. You're saying, God, just take over. I'm yours. Use me however you want on a daily basis. And renew that vow. Every morning when you wake up, renew that vow. Lord, I am yours. Work through me. Love through me. Live through me. We have many identities. Many of you probably have a t-shirt or something for a favorite sports team or something like that. And some of you have probably been persecuted as a result, if it's from a neighboring state or something. But you're willing to stand up for what you believe in by proudly wearing that shirt, by proudly having that bumper sticker, by proudly going to their games and supporting them. Are you doing the same thing for Jesus? do your daily lives, the shirts you wear, the bumper stickers you have, just the way you act. That's the biggest one. The way you act. Does that reflect who you are and your primary identity, which is in Christ? We are Christians. We are His. We are ambassadors for Christ on this earth. An ambassador represents someone. We are to represent Christ in our daily lives as He lives through us, as He loves through us, as He works through us. Ambassadors are also given some authority. Authority to act on behalf of those whom they represent. So we have authority to act on the part of Christ, to go forth and do greater things than these, as Eric said at the beginning. Absolutely. Why aren't we? That's something each of us needs to examine. There are many ways to stand up for what you believe in. To live boldly. It might be something as simple as when you go out to eat, just silently praying. Setting that example. Bringing God to mind for others. Even if you're not directly witnessing, you're indirectly witnessing. And you're making others that maybe haven't thought about God recently go, "Wow, Lord, I haven't thought about you in a while." Or else maybe someone that doesn't know God is sparked with curiosity. There's many, many ways to witness. When closing a conversation or leaving someone on the street, rather than saying goodbye, say, "God bless you." You know, outwardly saying it right there. Simple thing. But when you do that, don't just say it as a saying. Not just a trite saying, "God bless you." I mean, really mean it. Like you're just bestowing the blessings of God on this other person. And we need to be doing that. We need to be standing there up for each other. Following God instead of tradition. Living by the Scripture. A lot of places, I don't know, perhaps they worship through tradition and everything like that, and the tradition starts to supersede what's actually scriptural, huh? So we have to be wary of that, that we don't let that which is of men take over that which is of God. When it comes to tradition, we may not even understand the background and the meaning behind it. It's just that it's been done this way for so long that we just accept it. There's a story I had heard or read somewhere one time about this woman teaching her daughter how to make a ham for a holiday meal. And she said, "Okay, we cut the ends off the ham, and then we put in this pan, and then we bake it at this temperature for so long." Okay, so she was doing it. After a couple of years of this, the daughter asked the mother, why do we always cut the ends off the ham? He said, "Well, that's the way my mother did it. It's tradition, I guess." So she got to thinking about it and called up her mom and said, "Grandma or Mom, why do we always cut the ends off the ham? Do you know the reason for that?" She said, "Yes, when we were first married, your father and I, we were very poor and we did not have a big enough pan to fit the ham into. So we always trimmed the ends off the ham to make it fit." Okay, there was an origin for that, and it made sense at the time, but it became something that was passed on without question. This is just the way we do it. Let's get back to basics, right? Back to the Scripture. So living boldly, also loving boldly. Just let Him love through you, especially people that maybe are harder to love. Those of you in school, the kids, you have an opportunity every day sitting next to that person in the lunchroom, perhaps, that no one else wants to sit by. We all have people that perhaps we're called to bring to Christ. Sometimes you hear that voice in your head saying, "You know, you should really go talk to that person." Do you follow up on it? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us, "Do not quench the Spirit." There would be an example of it right there. When God's giving that little nudge to talk to that person, to speak out perhaps. Perhaps when everybody's saying something that popular culture is going with, do you have a voice the other way? Do you stand up for what God says? Do you let Him speak through you, as well as loving through you and living through you? Be willing, be open. And when you get that nudging of the Spirit, follow through. Chances are God's prepared the ground on the other side. He's already fertilized it and watered it, just waiting for that seed, waiting for that conversation to take place. Be bold. You're going to follow God, not men, right? Yeah. Be bold. Even when others think you're crazy. Even when they persecute you. Do not be lukewarm. The church of Laodicea, right? They were lukewarm. And Jesus said, "Oh, that you are hot or cold and not lukewarm." You need to be on fire for the Lord, folks. You need to be on fire. Not just lukewarm. Not just when it feels right to you, not when you just want to do it, just when you're in a hallelujah kind of mind, state of mind. At all times, you need to be bold. You need to be standing forth. You need to be speaking up. You need to be a voice for God when the other voices are getting too loud. They have the right to speak, right? But do we also have the right to speak?
Yes,
and we need to. And we need to let God speak through us. Don't worry about what you're going to say. Matthew 10. Earlier in Matthew 10, I will give you the words. The Spirit, you ask him, will give you the words. Be bold. So do not be lukewarm. Also from Romans, do not be conformed to the ways of this world. But let your mind be transformed, right? Don't be a conformist. Again, stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for God. Stand up for what's right, even when everybody's going the other direction. Stand fast. Stand fast. He'll be there. He'll support you. And when you feel like you're all alone and the only one standing there, just remember that the God of angel armies is by your side. How cool is that? He's there with you. He's there for you. And he will speak through you. Stand up for what's right. We're blessed to live in a country where we can do this without, you know, political persecution. Yeah, you can get all kinds of other persecution and things like that, but don't worry about it. We're living for what's eternal. We're not living for what's temporal, right? The things of this world are temporal, but the kingdom of heaven is eternal, and that's what we're shooting for. Yeah, the meek will inherit the earth, but we don't want just the earth. We want heaven. That's what we're shooting for. So in this country, we have that ability to stand up for what we believe in. And when everybody else is telling you, no, you can't pray in school, yes, you can. The free exercise clause of the First Amendment states that the government shall make no regulation interfering with the free speech and the free exercise of religion. I'm paraphrasing there. Look it up. But yeah, stand up for what you believe in. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you have that right. Don't let anybody ever tell you you don't have the right to pray in public, the right to pray in school, things like that. You do. It's guaranteed. They're making accommodations for other religions and other faiths so that they can have special places and things to pray. Hey, we got the same rights. So take advantage of that. Living here in the USA, we are blessed with that. We are truly blessed, and we can't be taking that for granted. The gospel today. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. If you're living boldly, if you're loving boldly, he's going to acknowledge you. And the other verse is perhaps one of the scariest things a person could ever contemplate. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. If that doesn't, the thought of that doesn't rock you to your core. Jesus himself disowning you. I can't imagine a more terrible thing. One day we'll all stand before God and give account for what we've done, and Jesus, our great intercessor, will be there to defend us. And he looks at his dad, he says, I know this guy or this gal. They've lived their life for me. They've accepted me as their personal savior. Free ticket, there you go. Just stop the trial right there. That's it, case closed. Someone had once said, if you are charged with being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? The life you're living ought to say it all. Live boldly, love boldly, let God work through you. Stand up for what you believe in. Amen.